2 yards. Just 2 simple yards. That's right, 6 feet. The difference between a win and a loss. Let me give you the full story. The time runs out. 4 quarters of football have been played, but the game is tied, 14-14. The game can't end in a tie. Someone has to take home the victory. So we go to overtime. Now, in overtime, each team gets 4 chances, 4 plays to score a touchdown, to get the ball in the end zone, or to maybe kick a field goal. But we can't settle for a field goal. We take the field first. We're on offense. 2 plays later, we score. Extra point, it's good. 21-14, we're ahead. But now, the opposing team gets their opportunity. 4 chances, 4 plays to make it in the end zone. 2 plays later, they score. 21-20. Now the question becomes, do they kick an extra point to tie up the game again? Or do they go for 2 for the win? They choose to go for it. They make it, the victory is theirs. They don't, they lose. 2 yards, just 2 simple yards. Now both teams are tired and exhausted. They've played hard all game. But within themselves, they have to ask this question. Is it all worth it? Is the win worth me giving it all just 1 more play? Throughout the games, you heard the coaches and players encourage one another. They say, we have to compete. We have to fight. It won't be easy. We want the victory. Their offense takes the field. Our defense stands in their way. Defense gets ready, taking a deep breath. Their quarterback gets under center. The play begins. Down. Set. Hut. The defense stops them from making 2 yards. This was the outcome of Friday's game of Resurrection Catholic High School, a small 1A Mississippi school, versus the Alabama 3A defending state championship team. How did they get this victory? They competed. They fought to the very end. Today we hear St. Paul exhort Timothy and us with these words. Compete well for the faith. Compete well for the faith. Now in this English translation we lose some powerful meaning found in the original language. This is what it literally says. Fight the beautiful fight of faith. Or fight the good fight of faith. See, we often fail to consider that we are in a battle. We are in a battle for our souls. And we have an enemy, a fierce enemy, an opponent who wants to convince us that our faith is not worth fighting for. As St. Peter says in his letter, your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. But how do we know? How do we know if we or the enemy is winning the battle? What are the signs to show us where we stand against our opponent? Our scriptures today give us some guidance. And I suggest they give us 2 signs to tell us where we are in the battle. First, do we pursue the virtues that St. Paul lays out for us in our second reading today? Righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Righteousness, that is, being faithful to the law of God. Fidelity at all costs to what Jesus has laid before us and has shown us something that is worth living for. Do we hunger and thirst for righteousness, as the Beatitudes call us to do? Devotion. That is a life of prayer. personal, daily prayer. Prayer with our families, prayer with our spouses, prayer with our friends. Is this a priority in our day? Is our prayer, our relationship with the living God, is that what everything else in our day revolves around? Or is it something we have to try to plug in here and there? Faith, love, and patience, or you could say hope. Can others say about us, that person right there, they're a man or a woman of faith? Can others say about us, that person right there, they have a lot of hope. They're very patient with other people. Can others say about us, you see that person right there, they love a lot. Gentleness. Are we slow to anger? Do we approach our neighbor with gentleness? That is a realization and understanding that the person before us is sacred and holy and made in the image and likeness of God. And they deserve our respect. We hear in the prophet today, Amos, the Lord saying this, "Thus says the Lord God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion." To us it says, woe to the complacent disciples of Jesus Christ. Woe to us who do not pursue virtue, but lazily stumble through this life and do not engage in the beautiful battle of faith. If laziness and complacency defines our faith, we're losing the battle. The second sign our scriptures present before us is we have to ask this question: for which life are we living? We hear in our first reading again from the prophet Amos, "Woe to those lying on beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on your couches." In other words, woe to those who seek their own comfort and their well-being in this life alone. St. Paul speaks to this today. He says, lay hold of eternal life to which you were called. That is, cling to, reach for, grasp, live for eternal life. Then we hear in our gospel about a rich man who, it says, is dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dines sumptuously each day. This rich man is dressed in kingly attire. And he feasts every day. He's kind of like a symbol of one who has made his home on this earth, who has found his comfort in the things of this world, whose life is settled just for the here and now. This is emphasized even more because he fails to give to the poor man, Lazarus, who laid at his doorstep every day, and all he wanted was the scraps that fell from his table. You see, the rich man was so consumed with his own security, his own needs, his own comfort, that he failed to see his neighbor, and he failed to keep the one commandment God has given: love thy neighbor. Furthermore, we hear in the story that Abraham tells a rich man this: my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime. In other words, you have received what you've longed for. You have received the reward which you pursued. You lived for this earthly life, and you've been repaid accordingly. Living for this life only, and not for our eternal destiny, is a sign that we are losing the battle. You see, in the football game on Friday, the young players, they had to ask themselves, is this worth fighting for? Is this worth competing for? Is the victory a good worth pursuing? They responded with a resounding yes. And they proved it by giving it their all to the very last play. See, we too must see that the fight of faith is a good and beautiful fight. It is good and beautiful because it is a battle for our souls and the souls of our loved ones and friends and those around us. It is a battle to pursue virtue every day. It is a fight to hold on to eternal life because, my brothers and sisters, heaven is worth fighting for. You see, Christ has won the victory through his cross and resurrection. But there are battles that remain, and those battles are for our hearts. Let us give it all we got. Let us fight the good and beautiful fight of faith, even to our last day.